What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
La 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 la. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Guess what sold out, you guys? That's right, Alice in Winterland. So now your only way to get tickets is to win tickets. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are sold out. But right now, you can win a pair and have a chance to win front row tickets and a meet and greet with One Republic. This is happening right now. This hour's code word, and all day, by the way, we're doing this throughout the day. This hour's code word is winter, W-I-N-T-E-R. Take the word winter and text it to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win front row tickets to the show. This hour's code word is winter. Okay, so let me hop over to my email here. Matt, if you are just joining the show and you... I don't know how long you've been listening, but back in the day, we had a producer and his name was Maddie. And Maddie's back on the show. Matt, so it's been 16 years. This is actually Maddie and Vinny's first time working together. So I don't know if Vinny knows about this band, Brickhead. You ever hear of them? So they were kind of a big part of our time together. I think they played a couple shows for us and they would come up with some jingles and things like that. And it turns out that these guys they're big fans of the show and they've been listening all along. So Ron from Brickhead, I'm pretty sure was our contact person, and someone named Marlon. Now they're in a band called Adia and they've sent us a little something special to hopefully brighten your week after what happened this past Tuesday. And they talk about Brickhead, who wrote some Alice Radio jingles. After hearing your call out to Brickhead, which was no longer together at that time for a new jingle, when Vinny first came back, we thought it was time to finally make it happen with our new band, Adia. We hope that you enjoy our 55-second jingle that celebrates your 27 years of passion and dedication to your fans, the community, and the San Francisco Bay Area.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. You ready?
Yes. It's got quite a ramp.
The queen of morning radio. He's the dude with the FOC, we all know.
FOC.
Sarah and Vinny are on the radio. So get up and grab a cup of Joe. Turn on and see how the work to go. Time for the number one morning show. She's the OG of Alice Radio.
Woo!
He is also known as a camp.
Hey, you up?
Oh,
there you go.
Goodness. Wow.
That was great, guys.
That's really good. Thank you so much. Cut it to the little, like, you know, because we probably won't play the whole 55 seconds over, but I love the ceremony on the radio.
I can cut that up.
Yeah. Let's cut that up.
That was great, guys. That was really,
thank
really
you.
Good.
Thank you guys so much. I'd like to encourage more from you in Adia, but also, you know, anybody who wants to send us free jingles, we're down. That is awesome. They also go on to say, we'd love to have you review our new music on New Music Fridays if it's possible. It is possible. Send that along. And they talk about all this stuff. And by the way, they have a gig, their very first show, November 23rd at the Quarter Note in Sunnyvale. Adia is A-D-E-Y-A. Adia. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
And it's great to be back in contact with you.
Yeah, thank you so
much. Yeah, they're offering to do shows. And they said, we'd love to open at Alice in Winterland. You guys can all get up and sing. It's like, well, we'll have more of those in the future. So maybe. I'll have to talk to Michael Martin about that. I just thought that was such a nice note. I'll send you the note, Vinny. It was long. You can read it. It's very sweet. They're big, big fans. Well, we're big fans of yours as well. Ron and Marlon. All right. So let us begin with Leo DiCaprio.
Okay. I haven't heard from him in a long time, actually.
Well, every time we hear about him, he's usually breaking up with a girl who's just turned 26. His current girlfriend is 26, and they're still going strong. I don't know, you guys. She might have broken the curse.
No. He's the guy who's...
No is the right answer.
I've thought about this a lot.
Have you?
Yeah, because I realize I know myself. I might look at Leo and think that's the ideal. Not so much that you're using people, but that you're up front. You're a guy. You're a confirmed bachelor.
Right.
You
super have no famous, intention of lots marrying. Of money.
You like having your time to do your, like, I get it. It's ideal in my head. I would love to have just done that when I got back here. Like, just be. Mm. Just do me. Go surfing, play guitar, hang with people. Things
you
start to get too
while,
hot.
Right.
It's too, you know, okay, well, let's just, you know, right. go our own ways.
Let's walk it back.
But I like people. And I find myself wanting to be with someone, and then I keep wanting to be with them.
Mm.
And then next thing you know, two
married,
kids later.
Two kids right. and a house.
So that's just me. I like being with one person. I wouldn't want to be all, oh no, the alarm just went off on this relationship.
God,
I'm going to have
so
to
old.
Leave you.
You're 26
so
now.
I don't know what his deal is, but I'm just saying like that. I see it as an ideal.
Mm.
I had a chance to do it. It's not me.
Mm.
It's just not me.
Right.
So I wish.
Well, it is. He is definitely at this point.
Sticking to plan.
He is sticking with the plan. Well, he did not break up with this girl the minute she turned 26. So one point in her favor. She's cute as a button, too.
I'm sure.
She has been.
He doesn't date dogs.
No. In fact, he dates the opposite of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
He only like purebred bitches because she is one of those.
Mark it down.
Oh, for God's sake. She's one of those models that, you know, since she was 14 years old, she's been a supermodel.
Uh-huh.
And they've only been together, I want to say, since sometime in 2023. So, but over a year, I would guess. I mean, we're toward the end of 2024 here. But people are saying she might be the one. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Okay, maybe she is the one. I don't think
no.
so, but I don't know. She is very cute, though. You want to see a picture
yeah,
of her?
Yeah, what's her name?
Her name is Victoria. Let me see if I can find her name. Victoria Ceretti. Victoria. Victoria. There she is. There she is. She's actually, she looks older in these pictures. I'm looking at one where she's just a little, she's in a Gucci ad. Oh, come and look at this. She barely has a top on, Vinny. This is your kind of picture.
She does look older than you're letting on.
Come,
for sure.
Come look at her here. So this is, to me, she's very young and sweet faced.
Yow.
Yeah. Very, very little on the top there. I mean, she's a small bikini on.
Tiny boobs, but she is great looking.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Absolutely stunning.
But when she's all done up and made up in those pictures, she looks like she's in her 30s. But here, I think she looks, I mean, she could be 18 in this picture. It's
okay,
really,
so what,
really
there is this story that she's got a shot?
No, the story is that he turned 50.
Oh.
And had a star-studded party with his 26-year-old girlfriend.
On the same night Hooman did.
He did, it looks like. Actually, let's see, Saturday night.
How dare he?
We went to the wrong party, huh? So, Leo DiCaprio. Honestly, I feel like if we went to Leo's party, we could have just been flies on the wall, just like stand there in the corner going, don't move. You might scare Brad Pitt, De Niro, or Steven Spielberg. So I guess they started out at Nobu. Oh, I see. It was catered by Nobu. So this is at somebody's private home. They're calling it a private LA estate, but not saying whose it is. But all the people he knows, they can all afford big, giant, beautiful, palatial homes and gardens and Beverly Hills. So the night kicked off with an intimate dinner catered by Nobu. Isn't Nobu a sushi place?
Yes.
So they just...
It's the sushi place.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I don't know. I would love to go
Our
to
boss
the...
Eats there. All the time.
Does he?
Like, that's his thing, is to go to New York and eat at Nobu.
How does he get in? Is he just known?
He's
Michael Martin. He probably goes there with artists sometimes.
I don't know if Odyssey's elevator just lets out into Nobu or not, but I'm sure he's got a nice, easy entry. He's not someone who would be, you know.
Can I come in?
I'll
knock,
sit
knock,
at the
knock.
Bar by All myself right. if you'll serve me.
Go on the radio and beg somebody. House of Prime Rib.
That's our style. Not my style. So somebody here says, the scene was nothing short of star-studded. Let's see. Spielberg and his wife, Kate Capshaw, Robert De Niro, Brad Pitt, who was, he arrived early and attended with his girlfriend, Inez de Ramon. Have you seen her? She is.
She's hot.
Foxy.
No surprise. He is the, I mean, when you think of the hottest guys in the history of Hollywood, he's top five, right? I mean, the whole history of Hollywood. Brad Pitt's top five, right?
I think so. I personally, he's not for me. Like, I do enjoy him, and I think that sometimes he's very good and stuff. Other times, he's not.
Well, sometimes you just want
but
a quick paycheck.
He is undeniably one of the hottest actors. Longevity and just and sort of legendary.
Yeah.
I was an extra in Moneyball.
Oh, were you?
Oh.
And got to see him in person. He is fine.
Mm-hmm.
That man is a good-looking man.
Wait, are we adding him to your list of dudes you would do?
Oh, totally. Okay. Totally be
who,
on my list.
If you're thinking of the history, like Robert Redford, right?
Mm. Mm.
No?
Not for me.
Paul Newman?
Mm. He, yes. But, you know, he was old when I first met him, so it's hard to go back to the...
I don't know who the top five would be, but I think Brad Pitt has to be on that list. So
I
anyway...
I feel like that's definitely...
Yes,
that's
you say
definitely...
Inez is hot. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course she is. What, is
Brad
he
Pitt walked
pick
into the room
somewhere?
And pointed at her.
He's only with the fine bitches.
I'll take you.
He's only with the purebred dogs. Woo! Woof, woof, I meant. Paris Hilton was there. She looks amazing. She's like wearing this weird silver gown with cutouts all through it.
Never having to work a day. We'll do that for you.
Ed Norton. Katy Perry. You know what's so funny? Like Cara Delevingne. Who is such, I'm sorry, Cara Delevingne. Just think whatever you want. You're like a C-lister. She's all like covering her face, like, oh, no, no. Everyone else is just like, duh, whatever. We're just getting out of this party. And she's all, that ain't my picture. Oh, too famous for that. I feel like, ugh, I just want to slap her. It's my reaction.
She seems kind of like a barnacle to me.
I agree. Ugh, and she's so, have you gotten to the, where are
I,
you in the, Only
I
Murders?
Fell
she
off
is
at
so
some point.
Bad in that. Like,
she wasn't
terrible.
Great in that, though, and I definitely saw all her best work.
Yeah. Robin Thicke was there. Anderson .Paak. There's like some jewelry designers. Oh, there's Benicio del Toro. There's, you know, it was huge. He starts on Saturday and the party rages on. I think his actual birthday was yesterday, the 11th. 11-11, that's a good birthday to have. But on Sunday night, the star-studded bonanza rolled on. Looks like they were in a restaurant called Stella, which is in West Hollywood. A four-hour hangout. You would have loved that, right? 4 hours at dinner. Woo! Tobey Maguire was there. Evan Ross, Joel Edgerton. And then they all jumped in cars and left because, you know, you were never going to get invited to that anyways. But that's what's going on with him. I think the big story, though, there is that he's going to be in the market for a new girlfriend soon. They show the girlfriend leaving. She actually doesn't look all that happy. Vittoria Cerretti. And she did just turn 26. So countdown's on. Do you think that he'll ever be a guy? I mean, like in your heart of hearts, are you like, yeah, he could fall in love and wind up, or
you know,
he's just
who's
disposable?
I didn't follow this man's career, but from stories I've heard, Warren Beatty was the original Leo.
Right.
And then married.
And then
I'm going to take this train and I'm going a different direction for good. And is never, they're still together, right?
I believe they are, yeah. I think they have four kids. And
you know, I think the possibility's there, but I do also, I give him credit for being look, I know he's boning the hottest chicks in the world, but how do you not end up liking someone? How do you not end up actually, and I keep saying like,
well,
I mean actually in love.
Dead fish. Maybe they're all just like, you know, beautiful faces with no personalities. What he needs
the
is
numbers are staggering. They can't all be losers, Sarah.
They could be, then. They could be.
I mean,
be.
It's just a numbers
he's a bad picker. He's a bad
point,
picker. Maybe he has a bad
of them
sense of humor.
Has to be charming.
Maybe he's not charmed by anyone. Maybe he's too full of himself.
Maybe. But what I'm thinking is,
she
I don't know
She didn't laugh
how.
At my joke. She's out.
But, maybe.
Right? I don't know.
I mean, one of the reasons, and I've changed my attitude to some extent and maybe not entirely, but I certainly have heard enough married people either talking S about the person they're with
I
or saying,
that.
We never had a spark or the spark's gone or, and you hear that enough with enough people you talk to, you go, there aren't very many successful marriages. Even the ones that appear to be that, if you sit down with them and they have a drink, they'll tell you that's not how it all looks.
I actually think there's nothing less attractive than someone pooping on their partner. I just think it's the grossest thing. Ugh. That is really sad. I'm out of time. Let's end on that note. A very sad note. What's coming up, Vin?
I got a ton of stuff for you. Oh. And I'll begin with what's popular right now that you have zero interest in?
Oh,
zero.
So many things.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets for Taylor Swift's closing night of her Eras tour. Every day, log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour on the Odyssey app. That's all you need to do. You need to be logged into the Odyssey app, which is free. If you do it for at least an hour, you get your daily entry to win a trip for two to see Taylor Swift at her final Eras tour stop in Vancouver, Canada, December 8th, 2024, round-trip airfare for two, a two-night hotel stay, and a Vancouver-area hotel, all for using the Odyssey app. Ooh.
You're telling me this tour's actually got an end date.
Turns out, this era is ending.
Huh!
I know, December 8th.
She's been on tour for 2 years, right?
At least that. It feels like forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank Foundation. They've built a 30-year legacy of providing help where our communities need it most. Today, the foundation is full of gratitude for all the work their Bay Area nonprofits and other organizations do. You can discover more about the Fremont Bank Foundation at fremontbank.com. All right, so here's what's happening. First of all, mostly clear today, highs in the 60s, and the surf is going to be huge. I don't say that because I'm saying you should grab a board and go. I'm saying that because you should be careful if you're out for your daily walk along the coastline. The ocean is going to put on a show today.
Mm.
So it's going to be gigantic, and I'm urging you to be careful. Even experienced ocean goers are going to have to beware today.
But sometimes you can just be walking down the beach and your little dog that isn't on a leash gets swept out by a...
I'm giving you that warning so Toto does not get swept out into
Toto,
the ocean.
Let's keep Toto safely up above the wet line.
While we're on this subject of today being mostly clear in 60s, anyone walk out the door yesterday morning and go, what the...
I didn't walk out there. I'm like, it's pouring out. I'm not walking out the door.
I realized
it was pouring.
After last week, I'd sort of reached my max of news. And so I wasn't looking at the weather. I hadn't watched the news. And I definitely walked out the front door Sunday morning to pick up my buddy Brian for an early morning surf and went, that's not the sprinklers and that's not fog. That's actual rainfall. And it went until 1 o'clock at my house. So I don't know how long it went at your house.
All day. But. Not well. I would say later in the afternoon, the sun broke through. But it was just a very wet day. Things were very wet.
Down there.
All over the place. Up there, down there, the roof.
The good news is we got 6 to 10 inches of snow.
That is good
news. I'm telling you, that rain caught me out of nowhere. And then later, I went to Instagram. And there's I follow all the resorts and there's Palisades with just white out. There's Kirkwood white out. I'm just, it is that time. And by the way, while we're on the subject, I realize once you have kids, you're just on this like speed course, everything. You're so busy and everything's going faster. And all of a sudden Thanksgiving's in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Like what the?
It's 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks and 2 days.
Like, whoa.
Being with kids in New
York. It was just the start of summer.
I know.
And we're already at Thanksgiving.
Time really does fly. It's ridiculous. It actually feels like it's sort of a late year too. Like even, I mean, it is mid-November and we're just starting to get some real rain. We're just starting to see some snow like this. Yeah. Sometimes once in a great while, like a resort's able to open on Thanksgiving.
Sometimes.
Weekend.
Well, we've had a few good seasons where it was like that. So easy to be spoiled, but at least we did get some snow and the resorts are looking at trying to get open by their, you know, set date.
Right.
So they're making snow along with what just fell.
Good. That's great. The temperatures need to cooperate.
Yeah. Well, and it was cold this weekend. My Saturday morning, I went surfing at first light. It was 37 as I put on my wetsuit.
Wow. Because later in the day, it was lovely.
No, that was, you know, later in the day right. when the sun came up. Freezing. Anyway, it's been cold. It was cold this morning, too. All right, here we go. 49ers won in Tampa Bay on Sunday, 23-20. That puts us in second place right now. And we're behind the Cardinals who, you know, I don't want to jinx anybody or anything except the Cardinals. They tend to fold. They don't. So let's just hope that they stick to plan and start losing here soon. And the Niners tend to come on strong back half of the season.
They get it together.
Let's go, Niners.
Go, Niners. Go, Niners.
All right, so there's all that stuff. So my first story, I saw it and I went, oh, I'm all of this.
Oh.
I'm all of it.
Okay.
Someone asked the internet, what's popular right now that you have zero interest in?
Social media. Is that one of them?
I'm going to read you this list. Okay. And you tell me if there's things on this list where you're like, oh, no, I love that.
Okay.
Okay? This is the list of things that are popular right now that you have zero interest in.
So these are things for kids. Are they?
Ozempic.
Oh, I'm interested in that.
Kombucha.
I don't like that.
Fantasy football.
I got one of those in my house.
I don't ever look at that.
My
ever.
Husband is into it.
Celebrity brands and celebrity podcasts. Now, you know what? I was buying some Christmas presents for Christina.
Yeah.
And I went to go look for bras for her.
Oh.
And Skims, despite... they're like legit, but that's also Kim Kardashian, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's right there in the name.
They're in every one of the sort of websites I went to that sold multiple brands. They all stock that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're good. I didn't order one.
Well, once you wrestle yourself into it, it is pretty good.
No.
It even has like a, what do we call it, a blowhole? There's, I mean, it's got everything you need.
Well, that wasn't a bra. You were wearing
that
something
was a
totally else.
Full-on body smoother.
And you wore it, right?
I didn't. I never put it on again.
I decided against the
dress after I was like, I can't. I bought this like bodysuit. Maddie looks really confused. And it took me, I'm not kidding you, almost half an hour to get myself into it. It came out of the box and it was this big. Shoulder to halfway down your leg. I was sweating profusely by the time I got the thing on. And then I was like, how would I take this off to pee? And then I looked down and I realized, oh, there's a trap door down there.
You're hanging out the bottom of it.
Oh, wow.
You're not yet. But once you, things go flying out. When you allow them to escape
it's
the Kim Kardashian.
Loaded. Is that what you're telling
really,
me?
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, no. Like, get that back in there.
My curtains.
Don't say that. That's awful.
Awful. They're beautiful.
Oh, God.
I mean, not yours in particular. I don't know.
In general. Lovely. Who doesn't like nice window dressing? I mean, that's... Ooh,
beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Back to my story.
Yeah.
Things that are happening right
Yeah, celebrity
now.
Brands. I don't care. I want the thing I want, not that thing that, like, you know, Rihanna tells me I have to have. Although I do enjoy looking at her advertising.
On the list is... This is at 12. Politics as your personality. This, of course, made the list because it's an election year, but it's everybody who spends all their time sharing and reacting to political memes, social media posts. I have guys that, and this is on Facebook more than anything else, guys that I sat around with at 16 drinking, like my fellow
Bros.
Pukes.
Right.
That are highly, I'm like, you're politically active, but they're not. They just want to post memes and be mean to the other side But you just, I'm like,
I didn't ever hear it put that way, but that is absolutely a thing that's sweeping the nation. Your personality is politics. Like that's, how. What exactly did they say there?
Politics as your personality.
Yeah. Don't have that. You're lame. Stop that.
You
enough
know,
of that.
One of the things I did while you guys were out being party people, I went to a dinner party.
We raged.
And we have-
Oh,
we
a
had,
dinner party.
Yeah, some friends.
Okay. Dinner at someone's house.
We went out, but we actually went to their house for hors d'oeuvres. And then and it was me and Christina and two other couples. And one of the ladies, actually, they're both very impressive, but this lady is so, she's very politically interested.
Yeah.
And she's a Democrat. And she's someone who backs it all up.
Right.
She's not on the internet. She went and knocked on doors in Vegas, in Nevada, sorry, trying to help turn the, I think
turn
Nevada went red too. So she was someone who was like, where do you need me? And went and knocked on doors. Mm. I don't know if that works, but I definitely feel like,
well you're that is someone who's actually politically active and isn't just reading stuff and sending it to people that they know don't agree with it.
Right. Anyway, on the list of things that are popular right now that you have zero interest in, vaping, pickleball. Never done it.
I have zero interest in it.
Never done it.
But the people who are into it are really into it. That is, this is an interesting list.
What's popular right now that you have zero interest in? Cybertrucks. You know what's weird about the Cybertruck?
It's dumb.
It is.
It looks like a kid drew it.
It is. And I'm sure it's fun. Like, I bet if you get in it, you're like,
well, everyone stares at
you. The technology is incredible. They're embarrassing.
I agree.
I would be embarrassed to own it. I would, you know what? If I won one, I'd drive it up to a lot and say, what will you trade me for?
Right.
A Pinto, I'll take it.
Well, you wouldn't take a Pinto.
I would
I mean,
take
come
a,
on. That thing has got to be worth $100,000.
For a Cybertruck?
I don't know. Isn't that what they cost?
Maybe.
Oh, more than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, good. Well, then get me that Civic Hybrid I've got my eye.
Everybody who has, if you are driving around in a Cybertruck, it's because you want to be noticed. And that is okay. Fine. But know that that's, people are like, that's a dumb looking car. But some people love it. I like the, my favorite thing about that one was watching the video of the Ford truck pulling it out of the, because it was stuck in the mud because it can't
really do four-wheel drive things.
Well, they're not affordable, but they're not as bad as I thought. They're between 82K and 102K.
Cars are just ridiculous now.
Are.
It's so stupid.
Teslas, though, are famous for being, you know, they show a price and then you go, well, can I get the one with, no, that's not white? Oh, yeah, you can.
That's $1,000 more. And it begins.
Oh, it's not really $35,000. It's actually $65,000. Thanks. Broccoli haircuts. I don't know that one.
A broccoli haircut?
What's popular right now that you have zero interest in? Now, I do know a lot of the boys are getting perms. So if that's what they're talking about,
So they are tight on the side and then the top has been permed and it's a broccoli top.
There's a picture up there for you.
That's my nephew, John John.
Boom.
That's what he looks like.
Perms.
You know what it reminds me of, like kind of Patrick Mahomes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's
tight
got
on the
one
side.
Too.
Does he? Okay. That's what it looks like.
Although he may actually have curly hair. The rest of these guys are getting perms.
Yeah. The broccoli head.
YouTubers.
I should tell John to get one of those. Yeah, I'm not into YouTubers.
John could do that naturally.
Yeah, he could.
He's got the curls. Yeah. YouTubers, fillers, Botox, and plastic surgery.
Yeah,
these are things that are popular right now that you have zero interest in.
Maddie likes it. Maddie's into that.
Stanley Cups.
Oh, I'm not into that, I guess. I can't claim that I'm into it. Oh, do you mean the Stanley Cups?
The drink.
The drink thing. I thought those had already died. I thought that already went away.
I don't know. You know, you got to talk to some kids.
Right. Kids will tell me. Kids text us.
I'm with this list almost 100%.
Yeah.
Things that are popular that you're not into. Sports betting.
Yeah.
None.
No, thanks.
Although we were talking about when we go to Tahoe, we're not sure when we're going yet, but if we go.
This winter.
We have a place. Yeah. We have a place. A friend of hers. Airbnb is her place.
Oh.
And so we've been there a few times and we'll probably go do that again. And she was like, you know, next time, since you go to bed early and you, the, so do the girls, I'm going to go gamble.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. What are you going to do? She likes to, the girl likes to gamble.
Is she on, are you, is it on the east side of the,
I don't know.
On the Nevada side?
She'll be able to go wherever.
She can just drive there.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Mm.
Have a good one.
Yeah. What's her game?
Yeah, what
cards. She loves cards. Oh, so she'll play poker. She'll play blackjack. She's one of those people who she certainly has been
really
with me.
I really
love
her.
Where she's like, you can't hit that. Hit me!
And the whole table's like, somebody murder him.
She gets up and leaves. She won't be around me. She doesn't want any
absolutely
part of it.
But that's because, listen, I'm you got to play by the rules.
My money, my rules. Don't worry, everyone. I don't play cards.
I really wish I lived closer. I would definitely have her come for poker nights. That'd be fun. By the way, you
she'd
guys are
it
invited for Friday night. We're going to have a small get together and do the fight.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
It's this Friday.
It is?
Yeah.
It's Friday, the 15th.
At like
I know that,
5
yeah
o'clock.
Yep, it is. Okay.
So if you guys want to come up, you can bring the kids. Mm. We got a place for you to stay. Just saying.
Sports betting, AI-generated influencer content, or AI anything. Or influence or anything.
Yeah. I'm a hard no thanks to any of that stuff. Like,
and
stop
at the
it
top of the list of things that are popular right now that you have zero interest in, the endless cycle of reboots and remakes.
Yeah. I'm not into that. I haven't watched any of the new stuff. Some people do say, like, when we were talking about just the other day, that Spider-Man, that this kid, I can't think of his name.
Tom Holland.
Like, everyone was saying how good those are.
They're
that,
awesome.
They're Venom. I haven't watched any of that stuff. It just all feels redone to me. I don't need to see all that stuff.
Well, I hope they reorganize and come back a little better. There is some good stuff in those movies, but they've just gotten to the point where everything is green screened.
Right.
There's
so basically
no
it's a
story
cartoon. It's a cartoon
and
that looks real.
Did that person die? No, because we're in the multiverse. No one dies.
Right. F the multiverse. That's
what
you know
we
what?
Doing?
Put that on the
yeah
list of things that are popular that I am totally not into. The multiverse can F all the way off.
They went so big that, you know, these superheroes can't chase a guy with two bags of loot anymore. No. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Now it's gotta be some kind of multiverse crime that,
right.
Oh God, you ruined it. You went too big, too fast, everybody. Now there's nothing left.
You know, the king of the multiverse was actually the original guy was Stephen King. He was writing about these parallel universes, but he did it in a way where you didn't have to wrap your head completely around it. It was that there were people watching and keeping track of a timeline and that all the timelines had to be together. And you could kind of grasp that. Wasn't the Dark Tower the spindle upon which all the multiverse exists?
That's the first time in one of his books, because he does do that. He definitely, there's been others later.
Yeah, the men in dark cars.
But there's those ones where you go, all right, the book's been great. I'm going to go all in with this. I'll just buy it. But the Dark Towers was one where you just go, where are we going?
Right. Well, the first three are actually really good, but it started to get really deep into it.
Where did we go? I dropped off too, and that's not like me. That's my point.
Not for Stephen King.
They ended well.
Did they?
Yeah.
You finished them?
I've read them a couple times.
Oh. Song of Susanna, I think, was the one I was just like, I've had enough of this.
Yeah, you got to plow through that one.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Once I get past that?
Yep.
Vinny. Oh, our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Vinny, did Christina's friend win her election? John from SF listening on the app while I walk to work.
Oh.
Krista Jett did win her
yay
election. Congratulations, Krista
is
Jett.
Is she a city supervisor?
City council.
All right.
Nice. Yeah. It's really cool, isn't
good
it?
Good for you, Krista Jett.
Isn't Sarah's birthday coming up, says 707?
It is. It's around now. Sometime.
Around now.
I don't know. It's like next week sometime.
What?
It's just on a random weeknight.
It's on a Tuesday.
Yeah. And I insist that nothing, just say happy birthday to me and be done with it.
You
like,
don't get to tell people.
I do get to. It's my next landmark is 60.
We'll respect that if you respect our wishes as well.
Right.
No more birthdays for me ever.
Not ever.
You just didn't respect me.
Landmark birthdays.
Nope. What are you?
Landmark birthdays.
ever.
This year, I'll ignore your birthday. What are you, double nickels right now? This year, I'll ignore it. Plus, we are almost always on vacation when your birthday rolls around.
Thank
you
God.
Always get off the hook.
Yeah, I know. 925 says, mine was 140K after all the upgrades.
Oh, they got a Cybertruck?
And rude. This was my husband's dream, but I'm stuck driving it because I have a 4-hour commute. The tech is amazing. I keep being in places,
commute.
Hearing people talk about the tacky Cybertruck in the parking lot. LOL.
And then she's all, yep, that's mine. Thanks, hon. Yeah. You know, though, when people are talking about your tacky Cybertruck, honestly, people are just jealous. A lot of times that is the way. So she wound up paying almost 150, or they wound up paying almost 150 grand for their Cybertruck. I knew it wasn't 82,000. That seems silly.
Yeah, no, I know. That's the gut. Didn't you do that too? Like you got a Tesla and it was not the base price.
Oh, no, no. Well, we paid.
You get the bigger battery because you got to, and then next thing you know, you're in the hundreds.
No, no. Well, we weren't in the hundreds. We got a Y and it was, I think the base price was like 58 and we paid like 72.
Oof.
I know. So much money. But then we sold it for 65. Like, get this out of here. Get it. Go get it out of here. I don't even like it. And it's cooking in my driveway.
It's too loud.
No. 707 says, John Stewart recently said, vacuum and Bible salesmen have taught us over decades that knocking on doors doesn't work. LOL. Listen, I agree. Mm. And I'm not as politically active, but I do credit anyone who wants to
actually money where their mouth
get
is.
Behind
right.
their cause.
That's a lot of work.
And do the legwork for it. I'm all for that.
And how many doors did your friend knock on where someone incredibly rude and unappreciative of the effort she was making?
What I thought opened was the door? Even crazier is I know her husband, we're friends, yeah. And he went with her.
Oh.
And that's, you know.
That's partnership right there.
He was like.
Yes, I'll go.
Yeah.
Sure, I will.
He went and knocked on doors. I went, what? Yeah. That is. Boy, do we fall in love and just
stay there.
Want them to be happy.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Be nice if we could get some nook once in a while. But you know, I mean.
Well, do more chores. Try
thank
that.
Thank you so much. I'm knocking on doors in Nevada.
Oh. Yeah, that guy I'm sure gets laid.
Oh, you think?
Yes.
All right. Well,
unless
I hope
she's
so.
Like, well, I've been walking around all day knocking on doors. I'm just so tired. Can you take care of that yourself?
But
nothing.
All right.
Definitely no but.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, well, let's see. Pregnancy and football.
Ooh.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.